From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. K-Man's premier is back from his one-day relief mission to the Bahamas. While there, the Honorable Alda McLaughlin spoke to the press about why he felt it so important to escort the medical supplies himself.
Well, there's a great deal of solidarity for the Bahamas at home. You know, they say, who feels it knows it. We felt it. We had two serious hurricanes in the recent past, Ivan and Paloma, that devastated both of our islands, Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. So we know firsthand what you're going through, although Dorian is like nothing anyone has ever seen before, quite frankly.
Mr. McLaughlin met with the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. We'll have more in our evening news. Police are appealing for witnesses in Saturday night's three-vehicle collision that left one man injured and is said to be in critical condition. Police and other emergency services got the report of the collision around 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 14th, near Brightview Drive, Boden Town. The man was trapped inside of his car and had to be removed by the Cayman Islands Fire Service. A 31-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of DUI following that collision and later bailed. The collision remains under investigation and police are appealing for anyone who may have witnessed it to contact the Traffic and Roads Policing Unit at 649-6254. That number again is 649-6254. In other local news, educators at the University College of the Cayman Islands recently opened its doors to new students for the fall semester. As CIGTV's Donna Bush reports, the week-long event kicked off with the Minister for Education, Honorable Juliana O'Connor Connolly, attending the session and gifting 10 students with a $250 voucher towards their tuition.
The purpose of new student orientations is to prepare students to successfully transition to college. New or returning students were able to get information about the goals, mission, policies, admission requirements, and programs of study available at UCCI. The event also allowed students to become familiar with their new surroundings by attending sessions with alumni and campus tours led by Student Representative Council students.
That's CIGTV's Donna Bush reporting. In regional news, Hurricane Humberto began picking up speed Monday night and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane Tuesday as it inches closer to Bermuda, the National Hurricane Center says. CARIB Updates' Wendy Chateau reports.
The storm currently has maximum sustained winds of 90 miles per hour and is moving east-northeast at 8 miles per hour into the Atlantic, with Bermuda at the edge of its cone of uncertainty before moving further into the Atlantic Ocean, forecasters said. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 30 miles per hour, with Humberto's center and tropical storm force winds extending outward up to 150 miles. Meteorologists expect the center of Humberto to approach Bermuda Wednesday night, with heavy rains to begin late Tuesday. It is currently 645 miles west of the island nation, which is under tropical storm watch.
We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Reports from Washington say the United States has identified the exact locations in Iran from which it believes an attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia was launched on Saturday. The broadcaster, CBS, says more than 20 drones and cruise missiles were fired from southern Iran at the northern end of the Gulf. Iran has repeatedly denied allegations from Washington that it was behind the attack, which Houthi rebels in Yemen say they carried out. Global oil prices, which had risen sharply after the incident, have now dropped back again. This follows reports that Saudi oil production may return to normal within 2 or 3 weeks, faster than initially thought. Two separate suicide attacks in Afghanistan have killed 48 people. The Taliban said they were behind both blasts, which follow the collapse of US peace talks with the militants earlier this month. One assault was at an election rally for President Ashraf Ghani north of Kabul. The other hit the capital itself. A British government lawyer has left open the possibility that Parliament could be suspended again, even if the Supreme Court declares the current pre-Brexit suspension unlawful. The court in London is hearing two legal challenges concerning the Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to put Parliament on a 5-week break. BBC News.